So I'm back home after the first day of the pilgrimage. I was picked up by the lovely Herbert, who is very kind. And I think we did 19 miles today. It was very hot. I wasn't expecting that. I have heat rash in my cleavage, you'll be pleased to know. I didn't know I had a cleavage, so it's quite nice to have heat rash in it, I suppose, if you want to put it that way. I also have blisters. I never get blisters. I've got blisters everywhere. I've got blisters on my toes, on my heels. That's really weird because I don't normally get that. But I suppose I just walk that bit further. I suppose it's those last few extra miles that get you. I don't know. And I think the heat doesn't help because you're kind of sweaty and disgusting. God, I was sweaty and disgusting. I've had a shower. It's lovely. But do you know what was really nice about it was that it was very companionable. We walked in groups according to how fast we wanted to go. So I walked in the fastest group because I know that I do go fast. And I know that I can't necessarily slow down. And that seemed to be the right pace for me, but I am exhausted. The last mile was really painful. And Herbert picked me straight up and I sat in the car. And when I tried to get out of the car, I was stiff as a board. And I did stretch. You can hear bedtime going on upstairs, maybe, behind me. So, yeah, he's being told off. It's quite distracting. So, yeah, but I talked to lots and lots of people, and that was really nice. I'm going to pause this while everybody's arguing. I think my husband and son have stopped yelling at each other now, but hostilities may break out again. Yeah, so what I was going to say was that so we walked in our slightly smaller group and took up the front, which was great, and got to chat with everybody, and it was really interesting. And one of the things that I suppose shouldn't surprise me, but of course you bang your head up against your own prejudices like a blue bottle on a window all the time, is that I couldn't tell who was homeless and who was not homeless. I thought it would be really obvious, and I couldn't tell. I asked people what they do and what their connection to the pilgrimage was, and it surprised me over and over again when people told me that they were homeless or had been homeless, and it moved me that people were coming back to walk with the charity that had obviously helped them out at the most difficult time in their life, but also that they'd come through it and come through the other side. And I don't think we think about that story. And I think, I always feel a bit embarrassed asking for sponsorship. I feel all kind of British and awkward about it. But wow, what a great cause that helps people back out of that hole again. So that was really wonderful. But tonight I'm home and I'm very tired and I'm going to go to bed in a minute. And I'm feeling guilty that other people are asleep on the floor of a church. I feel, not that I feel guilty enough that I do it, because it sounds awful, but I'm feeling outpaced by people older than me, who kept up with me all day, and are now effectively camping. And I'm, a little bit ashamed of myself that I'm feeling absolutely broken and not at all like I could have coped with a night on the floor. So I'm yet again questioning my own stamina and fitness, but I do that every time I go on a walk. I don't know if I can do much more to combat that, because I don't have loads of time in my week to go and do exercise and train. But it's shaming on a whole number of fronts. And I suppose today I just felt hugely conscious of my privilege in this world. I know it's really easy to say that, but during the course of today, we found out that we've been accepted to remortgage our house, which will let us cover some of the debts that we've racked up since we've had Bert, and I wasn't working properly for ages, and I've worried and worried about that and felt ashamed of it. And today I realised that how lucky I am to just have that level of worry, not to have lost my home, not to have been at risk of losing my home, just to have found money a bit tight for a while. And yeah, that's made me think. But also I'm kind of laughing because here's me being all thoughtful. And I spoke to my friend yesterday and he said, what happens if you have a spiritual awakening on this pilgrimage? What are we going to do with you? And so I'll keep my profound thoughts about gratitude for my privilege in life to myself, lest he thinks I'm going to run off and join the church. Anyway, I'm going to go to bed and I'm going to get up tomorrow morning and do it all over again. And wow, that's going to be really, really, really hard. And I'm kind of slightly praying I come down with a stomach bug overnight.